Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Hey guys, it's Alexandra Cooper back.
Hey guys, it's Sophia Franklin.
We did that kind of did it? Like me.
I feel like you sounded like me. Okay. Yeah, that's not. We just did reverse.
We're like annoying in different ways.
Yeah, we are.
Like one's loud, obnoxious, one's like stupid and slow.
I actually
I think I'd rather be loud and obnoxious. You're lucky.
Oh, okay. Anyways. I actually read something on the internet today and they said every time Sophia speaks, she sounds like she's asking a question.
Oh, sweetheart. I've been dealing with that my whole life.
Guys, we're
since the ripe age of 7 years old.
7 years old. I'm excited. I'm nervous. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
For what?
I think I'm nervous just for the thing that we're about to tell everybody.
Guys, we've got a mission.
Not nervous, just embarrassed.
We've got something. We got some news, bitches.
Operation get the girls to the Hamptons.
Get
please.
The call her daddy girls to the Hamptons. All right, let's tell them.
We actually talked about this in another episode. If you live in New York, the cool thing to do is spend your summers in the Hamptons.
Just chilling
baby.
By the beach, rich and
now,
fabulous.
Montauk.
Yeah, not us.
Not us.
No.
We were invited to go to the Hamptons.
We were.
And Alex and I were like, all right, so what's the best way to get there? There is this thing called Blade. For those of you who don't know what it is, you take a heli. Short for helicopter.
Helicopter.
You can take it from Manhattan to go to the Hamptons. So we've seen a bunch of people on Instagram posting about it. And I was like, ooh, Alex, like, let's use our influenza status and see if we can reach out to them and see if they would, like, you know, hook it up.
Like,
now that I'm saying it, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, the fact that we thought that they would hook it up for us. Yeah, what are we doing? So I reached out to them. I DM'd them.
And, you know, Alex and I had every intention of, you know, just purchasing a Blade ticket. And when we went to checkout and our checkout cart said $2,000 and 870 cents. Did I say 870 cents? $2,000 and 70 cents. We were like, okay, let's reach out to them and see if they can like hook it up.
Because like
for a
obviously we could definitely afford the I'm just kidding. That's literally more than I could ever pay. So
no.
So we reached out to them, we DM'd them and like,
Alex Can you pull up your phone and read to them?
Guys.
So Alex gets on Call Her Daddy.
And my personal.
And your personal, and reaches out to Blade and DMs them, mm-hmm. and is like, hey, could you give us a flight to the Hamptons? And, you know, we'll give you some promotion, give you a shout out on our Instagram page. And what did they say, Alex?
They literally just respond and go, hi. We don't, unfortunately. Period. Period. No. Literally not like, hey, like, thanks so much for, no. like, hi, we no. don't, unfortunately.
Oh. So embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Well.
No, not even like, oh, girls, like, you know, hey. Love what you're doing. Yeah. Like, nothing.
They're like, we don't want to be like, associated with you. Please leave us alone.
Dude, they're like, we actually have billionaires willing to pay full price.
We're like, guys.
And we're like, really? You don't want a little shout out on Instagram?
They're like, no, we actually like, no. don't.
I just wanted to be like, oh, like, we're just trying to trade in wheels for wings, you
and,
know?
And they're like, okay, that's great. Yeah, do you have the money? And we're like, that's not the point. No. The point isn't the money, guys. No. It's the, we'll do a collab for you. You give us the wings, we'll give you the post. And they're like, we don't want your post.
No more wheels, just wings. It's the slogan. They're like, we don't need your help. We have like, billionaires that literally have paid months in advance.
We're like, but the billionaires don't have yeah. what we've got. And they're like, what do you have?
They're like, they have money. And that's what we want to fly Blade.
We're like, but money isn't always. They're like, please stop. We're like, the jitney is overrated. Yeah. Blade is the new thing. No. They're like, we know. Pay up or get the fuck out of our face.
We're like,
Blade, you'll rue the day. You don't fly the Call of Daddy girls. Fuck you. Okay, why am I talking done. Like that?
For some reason, if you go to the Hamptons, you've got to talk like an old-time croony.
I don't even know.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
And they put like their sweaters okay. over their shoulders. Yes. Hello, dear.
Okay, we're done, Alex. We're so annoying.
Anyways, at Blade. That's what you guys are going to do. You are going to go to Fly Blade's Instagram.
Harass the fuck out of them.
Guys, comment on, I don't know if they have posts, but comment on their last post and be like, fly the Call Her Daddy girls to yes. the Hamptons.
That Get is the it. Girls to the Hamptons.
Get the Call Her Daddy girls there. To the Hamptons. Oh my God.
So embarrassing, dude.
I know.
Anyways.
That's kind of awkward.
Also, side note, I have a theory.
Okay.
Which is one of my Sophia theories. Men get extremely horny after they fly.
Okay, so do you want to explain where you got that idea?
I've just noticed it from guys I've
You've
dated.
Noticed it because men walk out of the airport with
every
ginormous
time
boners.
Every time I get off the airplane, I have guys swinging their dicks at me. But
oh, classic.
No. I talked to this guy and he told me every single time that a flight lands, he has like a huge boner and like he's horny for like the next few hours.
Oh my God.
He said something about the air pressure.
Whoa.
Someone write in. I really think this is a thing.
All right, sweetheart, wifey, my confidant, my partner. Mm-hmm. We've got to address this. And it's a big one. So a Daddy Gang member wrote in and she asked, what are your thoughts on boyfriends watching porn? Should I be offended? What do I do? I mean, we fucking answered this one before, but I'm going to read it until every time someone asks this, I'm just going to keep reiterating. So, you know what? Actually, Sophia, you're actually about to convulse over there. Sophia's breathing heavy. Why don't you answer? Sophia, is it cheating if your boyfriend watches porn?
Can't. That's totally fine if you don't want him to watch porn. Mm-hmm. He will just end up coming inside of a 2-cent hooker on the side of Broadway and 27th Street on a Wednesday morning when he's so sexually frustrated and has so much pent up sexual frustration that he just had to blow a load inside of a prostitute before his work shift because you wouldn't allow him to watch porn. Okay. Or he's just going to lie to you about it and do it behind your back.
Like, is that what you want?
Is that what you want, Michaela? My real advice is maybe you should try watching porn. You might enjoy yourself.
Dude, what
there's,
the
there's
fuck?
There's porn for everybody. Watch a little girl on girl.
It's hot. Oh, yeah. Someone actually wrote in and asked, like, is it weird that I enjoy girl on girl porn? No, not at all. That's a go-to for straight women. That's a goat, girls. Yeah, if you are upset mm-hmm. about your boyfriend watching porn, you need to fucking grow a larger pussy
and man up. You just need to grow up.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Not even grow pussy, just grow up.
Just grow up.
Yeah.
My little two cents to every girl listening out there, listen, I support you guys. I love you guys. But you guys got to fucking reel it in with how far up your boyfriend's asshole that you are. You're getting entangled in their asshole hairs.
I don't think a guy.
It's too much.
I don't think a guy has ever asked a girl what she's doing when she's masturbating.
Wait,
babe,
right?
Are you watching porn?
Why are you watching porn? His dick is bigger than mine. Fuck no. He's
wait,
like, holy.
That's,
yeah, there we go.
I thought that was my point. Yeah. I'm like, Alex, that's such a good point.
I'm like, I know, right? That was amazing.
It's true.
No guy is like, stop watching porn. He's like, babe, send me what porn you watch.
Yeah.
Girls, if you have to understand that the more accepting you are of the sexual shit with your boyfriend, the more open he's going to be and the less shady he's going to be.
Yeah.
So stop pushing him away and like repressing him and be like, don't watch porn.
Although, I mean, there are those guys that like you give them threesomes and you have an open relationship and blah, 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 and they still fuck you over.
Yeah, that's fucking sucks. But listen, guys.
But I do agree with you for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that porn is like a fucking health and virtue.
No.
It's not necessarily.
But it's definitely something.
I think sometimes porn can be unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like.
To be like, you can't watch porn.
Every once in a while, like, unless he's addicted to porn, like, leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. Let him
and
do
you
thing.
Start watching porn. Yeah. And maybe start creating porn.
Oh.
Oh, a little. Become a porn star.
Fucking Martin Scorsese.
And then you can
bit.
Have the best of both worlds. And you'll just be watching you.
There you
Bye.
Go. Fucking stick up. I'm just kidding.
Also, picture this, please.
Picturing.
You are sitting there with your boyfriend. You guys are watching something R-rated.
Love that.
There's a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like a girl walks out and like her areola, you can see the
in
areola.
In your face.
Do you hurry and like put a blanket over his eyes and you're like, don't look, this is not okay. Like
you like turn to your right and his eyes are still open. You're like, cheater.
Remember,
cheater.
Remember watching movies with your parents and they'd be like, okay, this part, close your eyes and plug your ears.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine?
So what is that what they have to do now? Is that basically porn?
This poor guy probably just like splooges in his pants and he's like, I have not seen an areola since we started dating besides yours.
Yeah, dude, that's actually such a good point.
Yeah.
If you don't let your boyfriend watch porn, are they not allowed to watch R-rated movies? It's fucking prude.
Lots of things to think about.
Lots of things to consider.
Let's talk about some other stuff. Girls should not get upset about.
Okay.
Alex.
Okay. Things girls shouldn't get mad at
their boyfriend. Strip club.
I'm going to the strip club.
Many girls get pissed if their boyfriends go to the strip club. Am I crazy that doesn't bug me?
Daddy gang, we had you write in all the girls being like, what's one thing you really hate that you are not okay with your boyfriend doing? And so many of them wrote and saying the strip club. Why? Would you care?
Listen to this and tell me if I'm actually psycho, but don't actually answer that because I know the answer.
Right.
But like, listen.
Right.
Hear me out. Okay. So I would be more upset if my boyfriend checks out a girl in front of me, like when we're just at like the movies or some shit, than if he goes to a strip club. If I go to the strip club, at least you guys are both partaking in the same thing and you're both there to like look at her booty hole and enjoy it.
One, I enjoy it.
And put a dollar bill
in her butt
inside
crack.
Her vagina. Don't do that. You would probably get in a lot of trouble.
But that's kind
of
a good idea.
But you can put it in the thong.
So I agree with you on the, I agree with you on the checking girls out. I would be more upset. Also, I think, you're saying going to the strip club together. I think we need to address just girls are not okay with their boyfriend going alone to the strip club. And that's okay to me. See, because this is the thing.
If you're in like a structured environment.
Yes, they're there for that. You know what's going on.
Yes.
You know.
And they're not being shady. They're like, I'm going somewhere where there's going to be naked girls twerking.
And I'm like paying for that.
Yeah.
So I think girls, if you're so insecure about your man going to the strip club, like he's going there for the experience. And if he gets a fucking lap dance, he's not gonna leave you for the local fucking stripper. He may get a boner.
That's
but
such
like
a good
same
point.
Thing as fucking porn.
So let's talk about that because that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
some girls are like, I don't even want him at the strip club. Some girls are like, it's fine if he goes, but like, I do not want him getting a lap dance. So he's like paying for money and this girl's like rubbing up on his dick.
Fucking blow me, Claire. I know Claire is like, you're not allowed to go, babe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what, Claire? He's going to go to the fucking strip club. He's going to get his dick a little fucking hard. He's going to watch fucking Katrina bouncing up and down in front of him. And then at the end of the day, he's going to come home to you. If you suppress him so much, maybe he, instead of going to the strip club, he goes to a frat party and then another Cassandra is there and she's actually twerking up and down on his dick. And then she pulls him into a side room and she fucks him. And then, follow me on IG. No stripper is like, follow me on IG, let's fuck.
She's spiraling. Okay, the thing is I also think a strip club is like, do guys even like going to strip clubs anymore?
I think like immature ones.
Right. But even when I was younger.
And if anything, it's more of an experience.
Right.
Girls, let your man go. Exactly.
Okay, guys' night. Letting your boyfriend have a boys' night.
There's a lot of girls that are not okay with their guys going out with their guy friends and drinking without them.
Do people realize, like, you need to have a life outside of each other? You need to be able to, like, go and enjoy stuff without that person.
Why are people acting? This is the thing I want to ask everyone. If you are so fucking terrified of your boyfriend going to a party alone, going to a night out with the boys, going to a strip club, like, how insecure are you about the relationship?
Right.
Dear God. It's like, so you don't trust him going to a bar without you. Why the fuck are you with him?
You might as well
not trust him when he just walks out of the house anywhere in public.
100%.
Like, what is this relationship? That's weird. You look like the mothers that have their kid on a leash.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
They have the thing around them. You're with that, like, your boyfriend.
Well, and then, oh my gosh, there's girls that are like, oh, it's fine if he has, like, a guy's night, but then they want him texting her every second of the night.
Dude, we had a girl write in from Daddy Gang, and she was like, boys' nights when he doesn't text me and check in. I want to understand from your perspective. I'm really trying here, girls. What do you mean by him checking in?
Because he needs to check in.
He needs to check in 100%.
If I have a boyfriend, I need updates like every once in a while.
But you should not make your boyfriend be like, hey, babe, just got my second beer, feeling a little tipsy. Hey, babe, there's a girl on my right shoulder. Don't worry. I'm escorting myself to the left wing of the bar. Don't worry. We're all good. Coast is clear. Hey, babe, I'm peeing. I'm looking down at my dick thinking about you. Hey, babe, just like, come on. Say, you might as well fucking Periscope it or live Instagram it and put your phone up at the bar and let her watch everything.
He needs to let you know every couple hours, like, he's alive.
Like, hey,
when it's every 5 minutes, no.
Oh, stop. Guys, boys' nights are fine. Strip clubs are fine. Porn is fine. What else?
Drugs and alcohol.
Oh, yeah, there are some girls that are like, I don't like when he drinks without me.
Like,
again, the insecurity level. Why are you, and especially if you're like, because he gets too wild when he's drunk, and what does he do? Fuck other girls when he's drunk? Why are you dating him?
And I get that everyone gets like a little wild sometimes, like when they're partying, but like,
if you're in a relationship, you should trust
him to like not be blacking out and fucking girls. You probably don't need to be dating him.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I don't know. What about video games?
Ooh.
That's one someone wrote in a lot.
Dude. Unless, like, it is a Fortnite addiction and they start jacking off to whatever Fortnite character it is and, like, your tits and ass, like, can't get him up and he's, like, that addicted to the screen.
That's usually so fucking true.
If he's getting carpal tunnel and he is on the verge of getting fired from his job because of his video game addiction,
then maybe then you can be upset with it. I just think it's kind of ridiculous because, girls, you have to think about it. Mm-hmm. How many times has your boyfriend been waiting to, like, decide where you guys are going to dinner and you're on your fucking phone double checking what Felicity's goddamn fucking birthday dinner looked like on her story
Instagram.
You're like, hold on, I'm on Instagram, and your boyfriend wants to kill you. Same thing with fucking Fortnite.
Everyone needs to relax. Massage parlors. Let your man get a little rub and tug.
Like, come on.
Like, what's the problem?
I think everybody deserves
just
a little.
Everyone, like, let's all relax.
Like, a little old Asian giving a little rub. Would you actually be okay with your boyfriend getting one?
A hand job for, like, an older woman that's getting paid, like, $5.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more upset that he's, like, taking advantage of, like, this old lady who probably doesn't want to be giving hand jobs for $5.
I feel you.
But, like,
I, like, low-key wouldn't care.
Who gives a fuck?
I would be mad that he'd be exploiting like a 70-year-old woman.
Right, but maybe like she low key like it because like if he's younger, she's like, oh, most
action
I've
gone.
I know,
but what is she getting out of like the
hand job? She gets to see a nice dick instead of her husband's wrinkly one back home. Ooh. She gets off, he gets off, we're all happy.
You know.
So
I guess it depends.
It's the same thing. If he fucking hires a prostitute, let him fucking have a good I'm just kidding.
Let him fuck her. Okay, we sound like we're just pro guys.
No, fuck them.
Fuck no. Fuck them.
But
they're not allowed to do any of this shit.
They're not.
Kidding.
Dude, okay,
lock him up.
When we asked the Daddy Gang girls, like, what are you guys not okay with your boyfriend doing?
Yeah.
You guys had a fucking field day. Sophia and I, in the first 5 minutes, were looking at all the replies. We were like,
it was so funny because you could just tell that there were so many girls that were fucking pissed and just scorned women.
Yes.
And they would write in specifics like, I'm not okay with him spending the night with the baby mama just because like his kid had to play soccer in Saratoga Springs and he needed to share a hotel room.
And we're like, whoa. All of you were like, I thought you'd never ask. Yeah. Holy shit. And you guys are writing paragraphs. We're like, oh God, you guys are amped. But one of the first ones I read, I was like, okay, what are you guys not okay with? And this girl just wrote, him breathing in the same room as another female. I'm like, okay. Another one wrote, when he fucks another girl and expects to come home and cuddle. FML.
What?
I'm like, hold on, wait, back up to the
fact that
fucks another girl and then he wants to come home and cuddle. Like, no, just like sleep there for the night. Like, what?
What?
One of these is the last ones I want to talk about though. Some girl wrote in and said, when he goes clubbing, bars are fine, but not to the club.
Dude, I saw a bunch of girls write
why?
That.
Why?
What
if
I guess
anything,
clubbing because you're dancing and bars you're like standing around, but bullshit.
But bars, it's easier to like converse with people.
Oh my God.
Guys, I think if your boyfriend's going clubbing or to the bars, it's the same fucking thing.
I'm having post-traumatic stress.
Oh, okay.
So my ex-boyfriend told me that he would play this game that every single time he went to the club, the wife of his best friend would grind up on him, and the game was for him to try to not get a boner. So backing it up onto his dick, and the game is for him to not get a boner. And you know what? He lost every goddamn time, and he got a boner every time.
And I guess he was sure to let you know that.
This is
like,
not,
why do you know that?
Why? And then I put up with it. I'm pretty sure I got off the phone call and I was kind of like, well, that doesn't make me feel great, but I guess it's a game.
and I'm glad he was, or I'm upset he was losing,
but he'll win next time.
And meanwhile, he's on the phone with you like, babe, it's the craziest thing. By the fifth round, I was hard again. And you're like, oh.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't think you're supposed to get boners with other girls.
But if it's a
game. And I don't think you're supposed to tell me about
it. He's like, babe, it's just a game. It's just a game.
The things that you put up with, and then in hindsight, when you look back on that relationship, you're like, What?
A game where he does not get a boner, but he gets a boner, and he's like on a six boner, and he's like, and then it was crazy, babe. I got hard like 7 times
he's
in
like,
an
I
hour.
I really just wanted to fuck her by the
crazy.
End of it. I'm
it
like,
was so,
oh.
By the seventh boner, I was like, this woman has something, and you're like, I'm in New York, you're
like,
across the country, I'm happy, this is healthy.
I don't think that you and I should be dating
but
anymore,
like glad but like, you're playing your games. That sounds healthy, Sophia.
Yeah.
I also just want to say, last point, I know a lot of girls wrote in and said, I'm okay with my boyfriend going out for like a guy's night, but I'm not okay when there are specific friends there that I don't trust of his that are like single and fuck boys,
like
etc.
The crazy ones.
And what I have to say to you girls is like,
trust
that
your
is
boyfriend.
Yeah, yet again, if your boyfriend is easily swayed by one of his friends to go cheat on you,
that has
nothing to do with the friend.
Right.
That's your boyfriend has a decision to make, and if he's making it to go fuck another girl, that like, who cares?
The goal
about the friend.
The goal is to be in a relationship where like something, the world is ending, and for some reason your boyfriend needs to spend a night with his ex-girlfriend, Megan Fox, and the hottest stripper/porn star, and Lisa Ann. on.
Oh.
And someone gave him a Viagra.
Oh.
And his fucking phone is going to die.
Oh.
And he has to spend the night with them. And you can be like, you know what? I trust him. Like, it's okay. I'm going to bed.
Okay, no. Sophia. What actually? No, but, what woman
okay,
in the world?
Okay, but honestly, that should be the goal.
That's actually
that
so true.
That you're like, I don't care what situation my man is in.
Right.
Like, I trust him.
And I don't think, and I obviously there.
Obviously that example. But still.
But it's kind of true.
Maybe like not the Viagra. That's like not fair.
Yeah, that's then like, okay, fine. Go fuck him. And let me know how it was. But like, no, I agree. Girls, we just got to be more secure in your relationship.
And if you're not.
Yeah, then what are you doing?
You got to be in a new one.
Get out of it.
Get a new relationship.
Yeah, but actually.
And I know we're ranting, but once again, if this guy wants to cheat on you.
He's going to cheat on you.
It's not going to be. Probably during the guy's night that you were freaking out about, it's going to be while you were at work during his lunch break and you like thought he was running errands.
Right. And he's like inside another
girl's
pussy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
And so if you have that many weird.
So just give up and be single.
Woo! Welcome to the singles club, bitches.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you. This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com.
Guys, we're always trying to help you guys out.
We're always trying to get the nation aroused.
We always want people to be horny. We always want people to be horny at work, at home, at school, in the shower, wherever you are.
Asleep, awake,
whatever it be.
Yes.
So we have like a really good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. We don't really talk about Twitter that much.
And you're thinking, why would Twitter get me sexually aroused?
Oh, sweeties. Listen up. Mm-hmm. Guys, for all of you, this is for men and women. We want you guys to start utilizing Twitter, going to the porn sex pages on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Like a little creep.
Little creepy.
But a creep that is going to do great in the long run because they're doing this.
Do great. And what you guys are going to do is you are going to copy a tweet.
Uh-huh.
That is sex. A porn clip.
Essentially.
It could be a GIF or it could be a clip. And what you're going to do is you are going to send it to your significant other or the person you're talking to or you're hooking up with.
Yep.
And you are going to use this basically as a form of sexting.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people aren't utilizing this and it can be so fucking hot.
It's so great because sending an actual porn,
right,
like a full video, no one is really trying to watch that in the middle of the office when Suzanne is eating her salad next to them and they're like terrified.
Sorry, Suzanne.
They're like terrified their headphones are going to come unplugged.
Right.
It's like too aggressive.
Yeah.
And also it's like time consuming. Like if someone sends me an entire video, I'm kind of like
all right, like let me
I love how I'm like when people send me like full videos,
full porn, like, I'm like, hold on, let me like take my bathroom break or my lunch break.
But it's like it's too daunting.
It is.
This is so hot because it's just short to the point.
Yes. And what you can do is add text with it.
Oh.
So I want to explain to you. So guys, so what we want you to do is the first and foremost is the buildup can be so crucial and you can really use this for, let's say you're at work. Okay. And you start with a little sexual GIF. You send it to your partner at like 2 p.m. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It gets you both in the mood. He's like, oh my God, that's so hot. You should be able to hear his fucking boner hitting the top of the desk being like, oh,
boing,
boing, I'm aroused because it's fucking, it's like he's hot and he feels steamy in his cubicle and he's excited to see you later. Then you both get home around like 5 or 6 and you know you're going to go see them later. So you send them another video of a girl getting absolutely pounded.
Ooh, sexy.
And you're like, only 3 more hours until you have me bent over the counter dripping wet like this, right, babe? And he's like, oh my God. And he's watching a video of a girl getting pounded over the counter.
Yeah.
You,
oh my God, the visual.
Right?
Dude, guys are such visual creatures.
Yes.
That you adding a little clip with your sex is going to take it to a whole different level.
It really is. There's a lot of couples that write into us that are like, hey, like my boyfriend and I or my girlfriend and I didn't start talking sexual in the bedroom right away. So now it would be kind of awkward if I just randomly started talking in the bedroom because it's just awkward.
Okay.
And so what I would suggest is if you guys aren't talking dirty to each other, this is the first way you can start to initiate it. You're going to start sending these videos and then send a little sext along with it. Like I just said, like, oh my God, this is going to be me in 3 hours and I want you to fuck my pussy, like blah, blah, blah.
It like helps you transition.
Right. And then when you're fucking, you can be like, fuck, babe, like this feels like amazing. Yeah. I feel like this is a video. Like this is so hot.
Yeah.
Like fantasizing about you all day like that.
I like that.
And you can start talking.
Mm-hmm. Can I also add that?
You can always add.
Tumblr is not just for like the depressed and suicidal, which I know you guys were thinking.
Yeah, when we were younger.
I feel like when I was younger, I would just go on there and post the deepest, darkest, most depressing, morbid shit.
I'm emo.
Yeah. What you can do on Twitter, you can also do on Tumblr. And I know a lot of people are like, I'm not on Tumblr. The shit you can find on Tumblr,
oh my God,
you cannot find anywhere else. Like, it's like super dirty, super fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And like, that's just.
And we love that.
We love that. I don't realize how demented
I know,
I sound.
But like, it's so like, fucked up and it's so dark and dirty. And
if you're telling a guy, like, download Tumblr and they're like, absolutely not. And you're like, no, trust me, like, it will be worth it. And you're sending them like some
disgusting.
Daddy,
nasty,
daughter,
yeah,
or like,
yes,
girl, like, just
or even like written erotica,
written erotic, like forbidden shit,
yes. And you have your profile, and you can just pin them all on there and be like, go look at my profile, babe. Yeah. Like, look what I posted
He's
today.
Gonna be
I was
like,
thinking about you the whole
God.
Time, so
and
I
then, and
yeah.
then it's fun because like you guys each have your little like Tumblr,
right. I think that's such a good idea. Tumblr and Twitter, guys, like start making it your own, especially if you're looking for a thing to help you stand out with your new hookup. That's that shit that not a lot of girls are doing. And guys, same fucking thing goes for you. I think it's so hot. Like I had a guy the other day send me one of like him. It was a guy eating a girl out and like,
okay,
it was so hot.
I love that you just said that. My advice, if guys are going to send that, because guys, you already scare girls all the time.
Terrifying.
Just you saying like,
truly terrifying.
Hey, I'm scared. The guy sent you a clip of a guy eating a girl out. Like, that's not scary aggressive, and that's fucking hot. And girls
so
love
hot.
It. Now, don't send her a guy,
oh my God,
like, fucking railing her from behind.
Like, her head smashes
and
the window.
Like, just jacking off all over her.
Yeah, make it more geared.
Like, just be like, just send her something more sensual. Yeah. That would be my advice.
Totally. Agreed.
Ooh. Here's a little Instagram hackeroony.
Instagram hacks. We love a good Instagram hack. Tell us.
So we talked about Summer Rae. How many followers does she have?
Like millions and millions.
Something insane. And the rumor is that she bought a porn star's account, changed the screen name to Summer Rae, or her mom did it for her.
Yep.
And that's how
she got famous.
Right.
Brilliant.
So there is this fucking Instagram hack that I did not know about. If you go to someone's profile on Instagram and click the three dots in the top right and then click on about this profile, it will show you all of the former usernames that person has used.
Since 2017.
Which kind of sucks because it's 2019. So, like, it's September 2017. If they did it before then.
Then you won't see
it. You can't see. But, like, from here on out, if people are buying accounts and then just switching the usernames.
You're going to be able to
see. You're going to be able to see.
That's fucking nuts. It has to. The page has to be on public to see this. You can't see it for private accounts, but it is really interesting. But
think about it. Like, those people that have millions and millions and their profiles are public, I, like, want to go look at every single person now.
Everyone.
And be like, oh, that's funny. You had a porn star's name, like, last year.
Well, it was weird because we went and looked at Summer's, and in 2017, it was, like, troll me or something. And I'm like, why was Summer Rae's account called that?
Yeah.
Because it was probably not hers.
Right.
So that was super interesting.
And it was so interesting because I wanted to check mine out and there it was. Sandra Martinelli 862.
Guys,
if you go to my Instagram, and this is for people who say we make shit up. Get out of my face.
What episode was this? I think it was one or two. Yeah,
two.
Episode two, Sophia talks about her Sandra Martinelli story.
The whole story about Sandra Martinelli is I went and double tapped a girl's picture and it was like the ex-girlfriend of a guy I was dating. Mm-hmm. And I was so fucking humiliated and mortified and terrified that I quickly switched my username. Mm-hmm. I switched my profile picture, entered the witness protection program, and just completely changed my profile so that if she went to look at, like, oh, who's this person that liked it? Sandra Martinelli. Sandra Martinelli liked it.
We don't even know who Sophia is anymore.
No, she died.
Genius. I just want another Instagram hack for everyone to know is, girls, say you think your boyfriend's being a little shady. Mm. And you're always constantly checking his likes.
Right, the following page.
You're looking at the feed.
You're looking at his activity.
Or you're looking from your fake account because you only follow him on it like we told you to do. And you're looking for his activity.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
What I need you guys to understand is if he is liking pictures of girls that have their account on private, you will not be able to see those pictures that he liked. So, like, he could be in a full-blown relationship with a girl with a profile on private, and he's liking every single one of her pictures every single day, every fucking minute, and you'll have no idea.
Yeah.
So just be mindful of that.
Be mindful of that. When you think that he's being good, he's not.
He's really not. He's just being smart.
The trust issues we give people.
I know. I'm sorry,
but
guys.
We just want you guys to be aware. Sexual seduction.
Sex.
Sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Ooh. Okay. Guys, girls, everybody, listen up. We always talk about
sex.
Okay.
On Call Her Daddy.
So we have a really, really hot sex thing for you girls. Okay. Yeah. I want to do a disclaimer that rarely ever does Call Her Daddy separate sexual moves with body type. And this isn't obviously limited to a body type, but it's geared more towards girls with bigger tits. This is a move that every girl with a nice rack should have in their arsenal.
All you girls with the honkers.
The honkers.
Like, let's put him to good use.
Big titty bitches, listen.
Unite. I'll be taking a seat. I'll be watching from the sidelines.
Okay.
But Sophia, all you big bouncing balloons, just bounce on in there. I'm so immature.
Okay, so guys,
I'm like a fucking
prepubescent.
I'm like a prepubescent.
You're like a
boy.
That's dude, never a that you're never going through puberty.
Guys, sorry.
Okay, girls, listen up.
Fucking
this is
slap them around. Fucking Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in a bow? Can you throw him over your shoulder? Can you take it down the street and you drop it off?
Wait, what is that from?
Okay, guys, this has to do with when men are about to come. Let's get into it, ladies. So listen, how a man comes is a girl's 15 seconds of fame. It is the goddamn fourth quarter of the game. Ooh. This is your minute. You're on the line. You're ready to get the fucking touchdown. All the work that you've done during sex can go out the fucking window with a bad orgasm experience.
True.
It's true.
So true.
Like if a guy's like, yo, what the fuck? Bomb ass sex. And then she's like, oh, wait, I don't want that. And it's like,
you don't want what?
He's like, ew.
That's such like,
bitch. Grow up. So if you, again, if you act grossed out or you complain that like, oh my God, cum is gonna like, I don't want to swallow.
Wait, it ruins
it for the guy.
Do girls really do that?
Yeah, like
do girls act grossed out when he's gonna cum?
I think some girls do.
If you're listening to Call Her Daddy, you don't.
You don't fucking ever.
And if you were, you better stop.
That is like a nice, smooth vanilla milkshake going right into your mouth and you're gonna swallow it. Okay?
Alex.
Shut up. Just go with it.
It's not a vanilla milkshake.
It is a vanilla milkshake and you love it. And that's your number one order every time you go to get your milkshake. Okay. So anyways, so when this guy is about to come, whoever is coming really should be catered to maximize the enjoyment of their orgasm. Like that's just the law of sex. Like don't fucking make them rush through their O.
Oh.
I want every girl to preface this move with, babe, tell me when you're close to coming. I want your cum a certain way. Mm-hmm. Immediately, that may make him already want to fucking cum because he's like, yo, wait, what the fuck? Like, she's got this surprise for me when I'm about to cum. Like, this is so hot.
Yeah.
Ladies, when he tells you that he is close to coming, you are going to get off the bed or get off the couch. And you are going to get down onto your knees. Girls, with your dominant hand, take his dick and make sure that thing is so fucking wet and sloppy, whether it's from your spit or whether it's from your own cum and your vagina juice.
Okay.
And you're going to start jacking him off.
Okay.
And then with your other hand, you are going to basically like take your forearm and your hand and put them underneath your tits and like lift your tits up, press them together a little bit, and basically start jerking him off towards your tits, telling him like, I want your hot cum all over my fucking tits. Like, please come for me all over my tits. I'm begging you. I want you to stroke your huge cock until you bust all over my tits. Like,
and she's grabbing her tits with her other hand.
Yes. And they're like lifted up and she's like, please come for me, daddy. Like, I want your cum so bad. And you just keep saying it as you're jacking him off towards your tits. Something about a guy's perspective of being jerked off paired with dirty talk, this will make a guy come so fast with your fucking pair of this beautiful side of your tits. He has no work to do.
Right.
Straight up, you're jacking him off. You're pushing your tits
up. I feel like girls always let the guy pull out and jerk himself off and all the time.
And I think pairing this with that nasty talk, like, fuck, like, I want to stroke your huge cock until you bust all over my tits. Like, that to a guy, he's going to be sitting there like, holy fuck. And he's looking down at you. You have your neck up staring at him saying all this nasty shit. And then it's like he doesn't have to do anything to orgasm, basically. He's just sitting there fucking having a memorable moment.
That's great.
Jizzing onto your fucking big tits. Wow. And not to mention, because girls, I mean, this is for you, but like a cleanup job of cum just like off your tits is so easy and manageable.
Your makeup intact.
Intact.
Your taste buds intact.
Way less messy than a facial and still very fun and unique. And then he can literally, the minute he fucking busts and is done, he can lay back. You go get yourself the towel and you let him relax and hang out for a minute.
Well, you just tell him, like, I hope that was great. And you slam the door and you get in the Uber and he never hears from you again.
And then he's praying to God that you show up
again. And you're going to mind
fuck
him.
He's like, what was that? Was that a ghost?
He's like, where did you go? And you're like, I left, bitch.
Enjoy. So, girls, that is, like, such a hot one, especially when you're comfortable with a guy and you're like, babe, like, you need to tell me. Or even if you want to preface it before sex. And
I'm just going to say, do I think it might be a little more fun with big tits?
Fun in the
but
sun.
I think just girls, like, just do it.
Oh, 100%. If you have smaller
tits, small
totally
tits,
go for it. Who cares?
Either
push
way,
push them together.
Hot.
But do you know what I mean? Like, girls, if you are nervous to say, like, during sex, like, let me know when you're close to coming, say it before sex.
Be like, even if you're texting beforehand, you're like, babe, I have something, like, I want to try later. Oh my later. God,
yeah, I want to try something. Like, let me know when you're close to coming.
Yeah, because like, I want you to come a certain way on me.
If I were a dude.
He already came. Right. He already came.
If I were a dude, I would be so excited.
It's really fucking hot.
I love that.
And then?
Another move. That girls don't ever do this shit either.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay.
Is when he's doing you from
behind,
okay, and you're laying flat on your belly with like your legs out straight.
Yep.
We're gonna call this like the Superman. The Superwoman.
Ooh,
okay.
Superwoman.
If you do this contortionist shit that I'm about to say, not only does it feel fucking amazing, but it just makes it look like you love sex.
You love to get
pretty much fucked. It just makes it look like you love to get a
you
dick
love
in
that
you.
Dick up in you.
If you reach back with your hands and grab your ankles,
oh my,
while he's fucking you from behind and you're laying on your belly,
daddy,
it feels so good because his dick is gonna penetrate you even deeper than normal.
Yes.
And then he's like, what is this girl doing? Like, she knows her shit. She's horny as shit.
She wants
it all.
And
she doesn't care.
And then some.
Yeah.
Dude, that is such a good fucking move.
And another reason why it's so hot for girls to do shit like this is because a lot of girls go into sex and they're like, I just want to lay here and make sure my body like looks hot.
Right.
And like, this is like, you know, like I look flattering in this position.
Right.
When you let all your inhibitions go and you're like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I just want to come and this feels good. That is when a guy is going to be the most turned on.
If a guy is I'm trying to pretend I'm a man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to put myself in that position.
Well,
if you're a guy and all of a sudden you're fucking her from behind and she grabs her fucking ankles up, you're like,
and pulls like her feet up kind of with her hands and is like, this feels so good. He's going to be like,
what the fuck?
Who is this professional?
Literally. Girls, if you're not as flexible, maybe like wear some like ankle bracelets and like hold on to the bracelets on your ankles.
Yeah.
Double ankle bracelets.
Yes.
Let's go. Pull them up. Get up there. So fucking hot.
Such a good point.
Dude.
I mean.
The Superwoman and the fucking nice little tit shot with the little cum.
Tit shot. Little with the little shot. Nasty talk.
Little nasty talk.
Girls, if you're not doing this weekend,
I mean.
You're not having sex.
You're not having sex.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's not sex.
You're just laying there. You're just taking it.
Okay, questions.
Questions of the week.
Vivi.
Sacre bleu. France.
Okay.
Zoo.
Let's go.
Okay. This girl goes, is it okay to go through my boyfriend's phone with these circumstances?
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Josephine.
He has given me reasons to not trust him. Last time I checked his phone, he was sexting a girl and sending nudes via Snapchat messages and had saved her nudes.
Okay.
Next, he changed all of his social media passwords when we both were promised to share them.
Okay.
Next, I've been dating him for 5 years. In the past 6 months, he will not have sex with me. Red flag, ? And then lastly, he never leaves his phone alone with me in the same room.
So, I just, like, I want to just quickly...
I can't!
I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. She's wondering if she should break up with him.
Right.
And the circumstances
No, it's not even
are-
break up. She's just wondering, like, is it okay to go from my through my boyfriend's phone? Because, like, there's just been a couple signs.
And the signs
and these are the signs.
Sexting,
nudes, changing all the passwords.
Have sex with her.
Sex for 6 months.
Girlfriend, put it this way. You don't need to go through the phone. You need to break up with this man. Some of the questions the daddy gang writes in, like, remember that girl wrote in, she was like, so my boyfriend ghosted me, like, what should I do?
He's been like ghosting.
How does a boyfriend ghost you?
I'm like, what do you mean your boyfriend ghosted you?
If I don't
you?
Hear from a boyfriend for 3 hours, I'm like, what's going on?
I'm like, okay, I guess we broke up.
Why does she need to go through the phone? She already saw that they were.
Wait, right?
I don't know.
Girlfriend, it's time to move on to bigger and better things.
That's a very interesting question. I have a similar.
Okay.
This girl wrote in and said, this dude I've been on and off with for 5 years told me he doesn't want to be in a relationship with me because I broke my leg and need knee surgery. How would you two deal with this? How do you two stop fucking with someone you feel so heavily for? He is my first love and it's really hard to let go, even though I know I have to. So this guy, he doesn't want to be in a relationship with her because she needs knee surgery.
It's a classic. That's a classic.
Classic.
I hate
classic
that.
Classic case of the knee surgery blue.
Ooh.
If a guy.
Like, ooh, she's getting knee surgery. No. And it's like, oh, so she's going to get broken up with. Like, what? That's the new standard.
What is
knee surgery, like, everyone gets, like, dumped.
She can't suck my dick on her knees anymore. Got to break up with her. I don't understand.
Wait, that's the most bizarre. I thought you were going to say, because I need to get surgery and I'm, like, cutting off my legs, my limbs, my head, and my tits.
Right, and it might be a little hard. For him.
To continue.
Knee surgery. I just like.
Listen, I don't mean to be an asshole, but girlfriend, and I hate to break your heart, but like, he's not breaking up with you because you're getting knee surgery.
No,
he's using it as an excuse because he's been trying to get out for years now, and he now is finally like, okay, this is it.
And he actually doesn't care enough about you
to give you
even,
a better
to
excuse.
Even try to come up with a better excuse. He's
right.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, that knee surgery.
Yeah, 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 I'm out.
I'm out.
And you're
Bye.
Believing it. Come on, daddies. Be smarter. We got this. Come on. All right, next.
This girl wrote in, and I've heard this multiple times, okay? She has a theory, and she said from experience that if a guy is ripped and loves the gym, he has a small dick. Don't trust a guy with abs.
Oh.
Tell me you haven't heard that. There's like a meme floating around right now.
There's actually, there's a meme floating around of like, it's a joke. It's like skinny guys have the best dick. And then like.
Or is it just because the ratio in comparison?
I don't know.
You have a huge bod. Your dick is going to look small.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because like, I feel like there's so many girls out there that are like, yo, like, I want that skinny boy dick. Like, I think that, like,
oh, it's not a thing people say.
I don't know, but okay. There's a meme on the internet right now, and it is this the body is like a little skinny guy, and it's like they put the huge eggplant emoji, and then the buffer guys, it's like the little weenie.
Yeah.
It's like a little corn dog.
I'm trying to think from experience.
Like, yeah. Who's got that big dick? And was he skinny?
I know. Alex and I are so inappropriate.
No, I know. That is kind of interesting. I think like skinny. Yeah.
Or is it just because they're skinny so you're not expecting much, so when it fucking falls out of their pants onto
like,
the ground,
whoa.
You're like,
whoa,
it leaves more of an impression. I don't know. You guys, let us know.
Yeah, have you guys fucked guys that are skinny and have that big dick? Or is it just like a myth? Because I think one of the skinnier sides that I fucked, he had like a really nice big dick. So, Gabe, I'm going to read you this one.
Okay.
So, my best friend and I got high a couple nights ago and we slept together. We're both girls, by the way. I've already identified as bi for a long time, but she's straight. Anyway, she has a boyfriend of 2.5 years and isn't planning on telling him what went down. I think she's in denial about the whole thing, to be honest. Sure, neither of us have acted on them in the past when we've been sober, but I do kind of feel like we were acting on feelings that were there. Regardless, I think this means that I have feelings for her that I didn't truly really realize, and she won't talk about it. I don't know what to do. Help me, daddies. P.S. It was the best sex of my life. Thanks, girls. You know I gave her that cooch gobbler and stuck my finger in her butt. Oh. If you really think you do have feelings for her, the best way to make her most, because this isn't just about feelings. She's now conflicted in her sexuality. And if I were you, I would allow her to just like not talk about it because she knows what happens.
Yeah.
She was there. She knows what went down.
Exactly.
And
Alex.
So, yeah, give her time to like, if she wants to talk about it, trust me, she will talk about
like
it.
Sexuality or stuff that's really, really serious and really, really intimate, you have to let people talk about it on their own.
So, and
you
and
can't
if,
force
and
it.
If she, until she comes to you or until she like tries something again, she knows where you stand.
Yeah.
She knows you're bi. She knows you'll probably do it again. And so let her come back to you.
Right. And if you try to force this conversation on her and you make it a big deal, like you could lose her as a friend.
So just be careful. But I mean, I'm glad you did the cooch gobbler and you stuck a finger in her butt.
Well,
I bet her boyfriend's not doing that shit to her. Good for you. Get it down, Daddy.
Okay, this girl wrote in and she said, what does it mean? Like, I'm not even kidding you. I've only ever had a one-night stand. I feel like no one has actually ever liked me or ever been into me, and I've only had drunk sex. I'm actually a whole. And I realize that now, like, I'm the side piece, but my confidence is shot to hell. I need help.
All right.
Girlfriend. There's
Girlfriend.
A lot of layers to this.
There is.
Okay?
There is.
If you are constantly having one night stands, feel like you're just a hole, which I'm pretty sure we have an episode called
You're Just a Hole.
I think take a little break from fucking. I think that's always an okay thing to do.
Yep.
Take a little break from fucking. And if you don't want to be treated like that, I think maybe the next time you have sex, make sure it's with someone that you've gotten to know yep. over a little bit of time yep. and built trust with
yeah.
and feel like it's going to be something special to you.
Yeah.
Could you still get fucked over? You totally. Take that risk every time. But
totally.
Like, if she's going out and feeling like she's being used,
yeah, girlfriend,
then maybe just take a little break.
I totally agree. I think my advice to you is that you need to go on a date with a guy. And when he invites you back to his place, you're going to be like, no, sorry, like, I got to get up early tomorrow. But like, tonight was so fun. Or go back to his place and do not fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave. And when every girl's always like, well, what do you mean, Alex? Like, how are you supposed to say no to sex?
Yeah.
You literally just look at him and be like, oh, sorry, like, not tonight. Like, relax. We just met. Like, yeah. make a joke about it. That's my go-to, like, right. relax. Mm-hmm. We just met. And like, laugh. So you're joking.
I mean, I think we just need to like, state the obvious. There are some girls that can have one night stands and yeah. be treated like just a whole and don't give a fuck.
Yep.
There's girls that they just go and have casual
yeah.
random hookups and they're like, woo, like got that dick wet, got yep. my own, like living my life. Not all girls are cut out
no.
for that. And it sounds like this girl, she said her confidence is shot to hell doing that. Then maybe that's not the type of girl you are.
Totally.
And like maybe reel it back in
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, reel it back in and regain the power. It's your
right.
pussy. Like yeah. you let any,
oh my
you're the
God.
One that lets the dick go in there. So decide which dick gets to go in and make
Alex.
Them wait a little bit. And then you're going to feel really fucking powerful when you're like, third date,
yep.
he still hasn't got it. Now it's my decision.
Yes.
I want to fuck.
Yes.
Boom.
It's times like these, Alex, I'm like, this fucking brilliant, brilliant lady in front of me.
I love
that. It.
Thank you. All right. This girl just goes, can you send a nude if he hasn't asked for it? I've known him for a month and slept with him twice.
Yes.
Is it weird if he hasn't asked for any type of pictures from me?
No.
If anything, he's a respectable guy.
Yeah.
He's not trying to force it. And that is the best.
That's the best.
That's the best.
How many times have we said this? The best nude is the unexpected nude.
The Jack in the Box nude where it pops up in his face and he never expected it.
And it's sent with invisible ink.
Ooh.
So he doesn't even know what you're sending him and he needs to press down on the picture to see.
Girls, that's so... I'm like jealous for you
yeah.
because that's like amazing. Like
that's
you get to
slide
man. In when he's at work and you're
yeah.
like, I was just thinking about you today. Like, and it got me really horny.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, this girl is amazing.
Right.
All right, Daddy Gay.
Oh, Daddy's hump day.
Hump day.
Once again, if you guys want to subscribe, unsubscribe, and then make sure to subscribe again. We think it works. We don't know,
yeah.
but
also leave us a rating and review, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is 4th of July.
July.
So if you
Jewel,
guys want to
get
out,
Jewel.
Listen, girls, you take him into the goddamn shack on the beach. You
mm-hmm.
get down, you push your tits together, and you jack his dick off and make that cum splooge
yeah.
everywhere. And you're going to be the goddamn American of the year.
Oh
Happy fucking Day of America, motherfuckers.
Beautiful.
Guys, I'm so proud of you. Happy
Alex,
Daddy
beautiful.
Day. Happy Daddy Day. Happy Hump
love
Day.
Love you.
Go hump a daddy. We love you guys. We will
yep.
see you next week every fucking Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.